CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Heavy rain in Kentucky, Tennessee, West Virginia, and Arkansas has prompted flood warnings. Areas of Kentucky could get as much as 8 inches of rain. Governor Andy Beshear has declared a preemptive state of emergency. Flash flooding and mudslides have assaulted parts of California still recovering from recent wildfires. Kara Finstrom is in a neighborhood in Altadena.
About 7 blocks from the canyon above. This is a straight shot down, and mud, water, debris just came rushing down. Crazy force there. Fortunately, nobody appears to have been hurt.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is on a tour of the Middle East and will soon travel to Saudi Arabia to start talks with Russian and Ukrainian negotiators. CBS's Margaret Brennan has details.
The State Department was very firm in saying this was just about bilateral issues and trying to find an end to the conflict in Ukraine. Russia's version of events was far more detailed, claiming that there was discussion about putting more diplomats in Russia and Russians in America.
Ending both wars in Ukraine and Gaza. Those are the major points of discussion at the Munich Security Conference. Philip Lazzarini is the Commissioner General of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees.
Return to an all-at-war situation with a total ceding of the Gaza Strip would be an absolute disaster for the population.
Hamas released 3 Israeli hostages today. Israel released 369 Palestinian prisoners, including 36 serving life sentences. Abortions can now resume in Missouri.
Jackson County Circuit Judge Jerry Zhang blocked regulations on abortion providers that effectively stopped them from being able to deliver services. Voters had approved putting abortion rights into the state constitution, but several strict regulations were kept in place while a lawsuit by abortion rights advocates worked its way through the system. Clinics expect to be back in operation this coming week.
That's CBS's Michael Toscano. State health officials in Texas are urging residents there to get vaccinated as the largest measles outbreak in nearly 30 years hits a small West Texas community. Reporter Chris Fox has details.
The Texas Department of State Health Services confirming 48 cases of measles so far, 42 in Gaines County alone, but there is a fear that number could reach around 300, all of them unvaccinated. 13 have been hospitalized, all but 5 are children. Dr. Jason Bowling is with the UT Health System.
That's really concerning because we know that children are at higher risk for complications.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Here's a question. Could a low credit score affect your dating prospects? CBS's Stephen Kaufman has the answer.
Are you ready for romance? Well, a report from Bankrate finds that a low credit score could lead to dating difficulties.
We saw a trend of people putting their credit scores on their dating profiles. If people are doing this, what would they say if they saw someone who had a low credit score?
Bankrate's Binay Wilson says more of those dating are being turned off by the other person's low credit score. score and is as concerning as personality and other assets. However, honesty may be the best policy.
Especially if the person with the low credit score shows them what they're doing to fix the problem.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
So many questions, like why would you post your credit score on a dating app, especially if it's a low one? And do people actually do that? Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with a few flurries and snow showers, minor additional accumulations, breezy with lows in the low 20s. Only in the mid-20s tomorrow, flurries end in the morning, cloudy sky for the afternoon. Much colder for next week.
It's 28 degrees right now.
Jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. Wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown eyed girl. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl. We used to sing
Memorial Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
She ain't got no money or clothes, the kind You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it.
Down on my knees for you.
Said stay away.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn. La da 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 da.
grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
I don't remember what day it was.
these tears that I'm crying reflects the hurt I can't control. Lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Ending the brutal conflict in Ukraine. That is why Secretary of State Marco Rubio is meeting tomorrow in Saudi Arabia with Russian and Ukrainian negotiators. The BBC's Peter Bowes.